it's the one really that everybody works towards and everybody looks forward to in the oval racing world. The Speed Weekend, I mean, it's been staged at Foxhall since 1966. It's full of history. Every National Hot Rod World Final has been staged there since 1974. So it's got all the history, it's got the occasion, it's got the facilities. So it's the place to be this weekend for anybody, you know, in the Suffolk and Norfolk areas and Essex too. You know, it's the place to be.
Lots of local drivers involved, and also a bit of an international fair as well. You get guys coming over from other countries.
We've got a Dutch contestant in the National Hot Rod World Championship. In the 2 litre Hot Rod European Championship, we've got 4 German drivers and another Dutch driver. You know, that's without all the usual mix of Northern Irish drivers, Southern Irish drivers, Scottish, and anywhere else in between.
How's preparation gone, Sean and Danny, ahead of this one? And how are nerves now? We're just a matter of hours away.
Yeah, I mean, straight after the Thunder 500, next day I was in the workshop, sort of quick 12, 13 hours, stripping the car back to sort of its bare chassis, basically rebuilding the car again. So these are two really, really busy weeks. Have this week off work and do nothing but sort of preparing the car, really, just making sure that everything is spot on how it should be and make sure it's looking really nice as well, because you want it to look good as well as go well. So, but nerve-wise, not quite yet. Hadn't really had time to think about it. I think that was more sort of Friday night that will start to become realistic.
I think from a promotion point of view, we're the ones, I think we're more nervous than the drivers at the moment, because obviously we've got the stadium to prepare and all the facilities and infrastructure. So for us, the nerves are there already and have been for a few days, but it's all coming together very well.
Does it help there was no Speedway on the Thursday this week?
It's a definite help in terms of preparation of the track. Obviously, you know, the Speedway stage regularly there on a Thursday, and the team there do an amazing job to change it back from a Speedway track into a small oval. But it is handy just to have that one odd week when you can just concentrate on preparing the stadium and getting everything ready.
Danny, it's serious business, isn't it, as well? Sean mentions taking the week off work.
It's literally every night in the shed. It's a massive team effort these last 2 weeks. It's worth it, though, because obviously it's the World Final and we're all looking forward to it.
What would it mean to win it?
It would mean everything to win it. Obviously, that's what you race for. You race all year to qualify for the World Final, and if you win that race, it's obviously the icing on the cake. It means everything to us as a team, as well as myself as a driver. My dad won the World Final many years ago. For me to win it as well would be awesome.
We kick off at 9:45 on Saturday morning to determine the grid for the National Hot Rod World Final, and then racing itself gets underway at midday. Same thing on Sunday. Sunday starts with some fun and games at 9:30 in the morning with the International Bathtub Challenge, which is a very serious event.
Tell me more about that. That sounds amazing for you.
It is. Well, basically, it follows on from the Wacky Races events we've staged over the last few years. This year, it is bathtubs.
On wheels.
On wheels. Brilliant. On wheels, yeah. And we've got some teams that have booked in for this, even as far as Japan and the USA. Very serious event, and in some ways, it will probably be the headline before the National Hot Rod World Championship itself. Canada!